Welcome to the show. This is your host, Paul Nichols, the investor coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. Hey, I hope this finds you well. Yes, it has been a while since I've been on. I think a few weeks, maybe a month since I've created a podcast. I have to apologize. I have been a little bit remiss in getting these done in the last few months. That's going to change. In fact, I'm excited. We're going to announce kind of a new basic series that I'm going to start next week. Deb Seward will be helping me with those. And we're going to help you get the new year kicked off 2012 with a little bit of information that'll hopefully help some of you formulate some investing and savings plans into next year, some suggestions, some ideas, some techniques, some strategies, some things that we've picked up through the years in working with hundreds, thousands of different clients that may be helpful to you because they kind of broach or bridge into the area of the human side of things, which is getting ourselves to kind of do what we want ourselves to do. In other words, sometimes it's like dieting. I like Mark Mattson's analogy of dieting. It's very simple. Eat less is one rule, or move more, and or move more is the second rule. Easier said than done. Dieting is a great example. Well, investing can be very similar. So starting next week, we're going to have a new basics on investing series that we're going to start with the 30-day challenge. So next week, I'm going to explain the 30-day challenge and kind of get you started for the new year, regardless of whether you're old or young, new to investing, or old hat. We can always use a little nugget, a little mid-course correction, a little bit of coaching to kind of get us refocused and recommitted to the bigger picture, which is ultimately in the financial arena, financial security, peace of mind, which is why we believe education leads to clarity, clarity leads to confidence, and confidence can, in fact, lead to peace of mind. It has for me. Perhaps it may for you as well. With that being said, again, my name is Paul Nichols. I'm your host. I'm the president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm located in Central Pennsylvania, State College, Happy Valley. I hope this finds you well today. I'm going to do a brief market update, and then we're going to call it a day for today. Again, next week, we're going to start our basics on investing. So if you would get the word out to anyone that might want to like Financial Abundance or check out It's Your Money, the financial podcast that pulls back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposes the truth about money and investing, then please help us get the word out. It may be helpful. We have clients all over the country, although we happen to reside in Happy Valley. So with that being said, I'm going to do a market update, which I do occasionally. For those of you regular listeners, you know that we believe in a broad-based approach to investing, that there's basically three very simple rules to investing. And if you apply these rules, it would be then important that a market update would give you kind of an idea of how your portfolio is doing, assuming you've applied the three basic rules of investing, which are: own equities, invest for the long term, and rebalance. Own equities, invest for the long term, and rebalance. I should add diversification is really the third rule. Rebalancing is more of not really a rule per se as, well, I guess it would be a rule. But as it relates to our conversation for today, own equities, diversify, realize it's a long-term investment, rebalance, and realize that the market is like a flight of stairs with a yo-yo. In other words, if you were playing with a yo-yo, going up a flight of stairs, that would be very indicative of a picture or a typical graph that you might see in the stock market or in the market industry. Well, you know, the market has a two-thirds bias. Two out of every 3 years is up. One out of every three is down. Historically, we just don't know which is which and when what's going to happen. If we look at the last few years, we had 08, which was an anomaly and certainly a dog. We had 9 and 10, which were healthy years. And 11 so far, I would say we're negative year to date, which brings us to our market update. If you have a broad-based academic and scientific approach to your investing, you should own roughly 12 to 13,000 stocks. You should be in about 40 plus countries and roughly 15 to 20 asset categories. You should own the entire marketplace, which would be inclusive of these index or indice that I'm about to mention. See, ladies and gentlemen, pardon my nasal sinusy head cold I've been dealing with. Ladies and gentlemen, if you own the market as a whole, we believe that you don't know what's going to happen in the market. We want to own everything. So by owning everything, we should own small companies, large companies, value companies, growth companies, U.S. companies, international companies. We should have cash. We should have T-bills. We'd have short-term bonds. This would be inclusive of a well-diversified portfolio. So the reason we do the market update is to make that very point. The Russell 2500 Index measures the performance of small to mid-cap companies. Well, as of the market update, which would be as of December 9th, ladies and gentlemen, that would be last Friday. This is Monday the 12th. I'm recording this. So business close, December 9th, the Russell 2500 year-to-date was down about 2%. So small cap companies for the year are down 2%. We're hoping and we are optimistic for a rally toward the end of the year that would get us back into the green across the board. But at this point, it doesn't look too good, although especially with red so far today, we'll see how the day finishes out. The Russell 2000 Index, which measures small to very small companies, it's down 3.75 for the year. The Russell 1000 Value Index, which measures large cap value companies, not growth, but value companies, is actually just barely down about a point. The Russell 2000 Value, which measures small cap value companies, it would be small value companies, not growth companies, but small value companies, it's down about 6%. And then the S&P 500, which is widely regarded as the best single gauge on the U.S. equities market, is down just barely about 20 basis points or 0.2%. So at this point, there's a very good chance that a couple-day rally, a week rally toward the end of the year would get the U.S. domestic marketplace back into the green for the year, which is really all we're concerned about. Now, we realize we rebalance and lock in gains every quarter. So quarter one was good. Quarter two was good. Quarter three was a sloppy, absolutely awful mess. Up and down, volatility from day to day, a couple hundred-point swings. Again, long-term investors that are broadly diversified aren't concerned about the day-to-day activity, the month-to-month activity, in fact, the year-to-year activity, because they're long-term investors. Only the people that get wrapped up in the hype end up losing money. See, you only lose money when you lock in the losses. Otherwise, it's just paper losses. Wait for a green day to pull your money out. Might be a nice little nugget you might want to adhere to moving forward as a for your information side note there. Let's get into the marketplace as it relates to globally, internationally. We're going to use the Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index to start with, which is a free-floating index which is weighted and designed to measure the equity market performance of developed markets, these being Australia, Canada, Germany, Hong Kong, Ireland, New Zealand, Portugal, UK, just to name a few. And year-to-date, it's about 7% down, so international is not doing too well. In the emerging arena, Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Market Index, we have about an 18% downturn, the worst of all the asset classes, which, by the way, that marketplace, emerging market, would include markets like Argentina, Chile, Czech Republic, Egypt, Hungary, Korea, Malaysia, Peru, Philippines, etc. And then we have the last one, the Morgan Stanley Capital International EAFE. That's Europe, Australia, and the Far East. And it's designed to measure the equity markets of developed markets, excluding the U.S. and Canada, and it's down about 13. So at this point, internationally, it's down double digit. In the domestic arena, we're in the single digit arena, very low single digits. A couple days would push us into the green. And that is the market update as of December 9th, 2011. Again, why is that important? Because from an academic, from an academic and scientific viewpoint, adhering Nobel laureate science and reports, and adhering to the whole concept of the science that's been out there, we believe in broad-based diversification on the entire market. Nobody knows what's going to happen moving forward. If they did know, what would their motivation be for sharing it with you? So with that being said, this is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this helps you just to give you an idea of how the marketplace is doing. Your portfolio, hopefully, is doing very closely to how the market as a whole is doing, and then you know you're right on track. Now, if your particular portfolio is running lockstep with one or two index or indice, that tells you you don't have the diversification you should have, and you may want to get an independent analysis done. You can always call Financial Abundance if you'd like to do that, 866-867-5745, or just go to the web and check us out, Financial Abundance, and go ahead and ask the coach. We'll be happy to respond to inquiries in a timely manner. Again, this is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. As of December 12th, that is, Monday. I hope this finds you well. And next week, we're starting our basic series, Pass the Word, Get It Out There. We hope that you enjoy. We hope that we will be able to give you a few nuggets that may enrich your life and enrich your investing experience moving into 2012. Have a super day. Look forward to talking to you soon. Take care. Bye.